Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Back from Cape Town, she lived her best life. She was just walking in and amongst rich people outside the one and only. What did you get up to in Cape Town, Mary Lou?
I ate.
Yeah, you ate a lot.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, I saw snaps like, oh, I'm at Nobu. I love coming to Nobu. It's my favorite restaurant.
It is, though. It's my favorite restaurant in the world.
Yeah, I was watching
Sponsor
those.
Me, guys.
I was watching those snaps in the drive-thru at McDonald's. It was fantastic. All right, this is Blogger Diaries. For someone who's never heard it before, Mary, what's about to happen?
Well, basically, we bring in extraordinary people every single week, and they're from different fields. They blog about different things, and they're from different parts of life, but we finally managed to get them here, and we just speak about what they blog about, who takes their photos, just random stuff like that.
All of that stuff, how to make money out of a blog.
Yes.
This is kind of where bloggers unite once a week, because it is a growing thing in South Africa, and it should be. People finding their voice online. Now, two guys that have really done a great job of unlocking what their voice online is, and who are using platforms like Instagram and Twitter and blogging platforms to express their narrative in a really amazing way and uplifting other people by expressing their experience are Eric Kruger and Andrew Mack. Andrew Mack is a Better Man ambassador. Eric Kruger is the guy behind Better Man. Andrew's also got his own blog. It's called Gentleman's Evolution. Eric's been on the show before. He left us empowered. What's happening, guys?
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
Such a pleasure. All right, Mary, I know you've been checking out the blogs. You're itching to go. What have you always wanted to ask two male bloggers but never had the chance to up until now?
Well, that's actually a really difficult one. You know, before we started the segment here on Cliff Central, like, I always thought blogging was purely beauty and fashion, and I mean, guys are like non-existent for me. So now that I'm here, and like, I've got to interact with so many different bloggers that blogs about so many different things, and I came across your blog, Eric, and I have to say, like, it's very different from the other blogs that I've read, obviously. And what's also different is that, I don't know, even though I'm not a man, some of the stuff that I read is like very inspirational, very motivational. What got you starting something like this?
It's so funny, because every time people come across it, they're like, can you speak to women? Like, they invite me to come and speak somewhere, like, but there's going to be women in the audience, like, would they be okay? I'm like, yeah, it's like, it's all universal, you know?
Yeah.
But I've always been very much into self-development, into my own self-development, and I've gone through many iterations of trying to, like, find my voice online.
Yeah.
And I think initially, I was very money-driven, you know? Like, I just discovered the internet and realized how easy it could be to make money online and access to this global audience. So I was trying everything that I can just to make money off it and not really trying to be authentic, but just any new idea.
Yeah.
And I would literally, I would start something today and tomorrow would be something else and the day after would be something else. So many, many domains are like shelved somewhere. And then finally I just realized that, you know, I'm interested in self-development. I want to be a better man every day. And it just sort of took shape from there. I started interviewing successful guys to learn from them and then share that with other people. And yeah, it just grew. It just took on a life of its own.
That's amazing. Because like, I actually, I read a post today and I realized that it wasn't written by you, though. So I'm guessing you're not the only person that writes for the blog. There's other people that write for it as well.
So I've tried it on and off to get contributors in. And that's where Andrew comes in, because, you know, he's been with Better Man almost like from the start. Not as a contributor, but he's in the been in the background. He was reading a lot of what I was putting out, always interacting, which was great, because, you know, initially when you start, you feel like you're sort of posting into into the ether.
An abyss,
And he was always interacting, and he really like embodies what Better Man is about, and he understands it, and he has the same love that I have for self-development and for the audience, for like the Better Man community. And so he's taken on a lot of the responsibilities as well from Better Man, and he also writes for Better Man.
That's awesome. Yeah. So are you the person that takes all the photos? I always ask that question.
Mary's obsessed as a beauty blogger. There's always like someone that has to take photos. But I don't know if it
which
takes
photos?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You have amazing photos. Like, I mean, on your Instagram, you know, the photos from your blog, are those all taken
stock
by
photos.
You?
Okay.
Stock photos.
There we go.
So Andrew, how did you stumble across the site? And then, you know, what's your journey been with Better Man and you know, what journeys have taken you on?
Well, it was really interesting. I found it at possibly the best possible time, because I've always also been very interested in self-development, but I'd always try to do too much, and then I tend to give up after a while and not actually follow through with it. But I was at a point where I was extremely, I was trying to do everything. I was trying to gym, and I was working like, I don't know, probably 14, 15 hours a day. And I just kind of run myself ragged, and was burning the candle at both ends. And I kind of, you know, burnt out, got a bit depressed, and didn't wanted to give up again. But then I started, you know, looking online, and I found Betterman, and I had like a clean slate where I could start again. And I used the principles that Eric had been putting forward, and I got in contact with him, and through that I was actually able to make more progress than I actually had in any other previously before.
This is like blogs taking on a different meaning. I mean, people think of blog and they think of, I don't know, fashion posts or beauty posts or like, I don't know, glamorous stuff. But this is actually an example of a blog that is really shaping people's lives in a positive way.
And you know, I always say, like, it's a bit offensive, especially if you're interested in those type of, they call it self-help books, and I always find it really offensive for those people who actually read it, because the idea of self-help, you almost seen as like you feel like you're a failure. That's the reason why you need self-help books. But I feel like your blogs are, and the stuff that you write on there is pretty much like that type of situation, like a self-help, self-motivational, like inspirational type of stuff. So what is the next step for you? Do you feel maybe you can write a book? Is that something that you're looking into? Yeah.
So it's always interesting to me to refer to Betterman as a blog, because I think it's not a blog, like typically. So the biggest thing that's happened is there's like this big community behind it. So we have a Facebook group, exclusive Facebook group with about 6,000 guys in it. And like that's the heartbeat of it, you know. So so that, and then the daily email that goes out. And at the moment, like, those two things are just my focus. We're getting more brands involved, which is exciting. I've been a bit brand averse for a long time. I don't want to sell out, you know, that whole, like, people think that as soon as you put advertising in their face that you're neglecting them, and it's not about the content anymore. So I've held off for a long time, but now I'm starting to look and realize that brands can add value as well to the audience, as long as you make sure that they align with, like, the values of the brand and value of the audience members.
So is this what you do full time as well, Andrew?
No.
I'll let you take it first.
I'm an architectural draftsperson and designer.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So that's what I do mainly, and that's what my blog's about. But I've always said, like, I design and work as an architectural draftsman as sort of my vocation, but I'm more passionate about writing and self-development. It's more of a, I don't know, a work, a vocation, I guess, you know, a labor of love.
Yeah, and I have a physio practice that I run in the mornings.
That's amazing.
Like, yeah, so many overachievers, people,
like, different paths of life, you know, and they manage to come together and have this, like, website.
Maybe one thing. Let's talk about designing the interface. I mean, Betterman has gone through a couple of different looks and styles, and the interface of how you portray the content, I mean, that's picking the theme, that's picking, you know, how the content looks when it gets posted, how much stuff do you put? Do you put audio? Do you put visual? You know, and being in an architecture space as well, you've got very strong ideas on what design is. So design in terms of a blog and the interface, does one have to go in knowing a hell of a lot, or do you just sort of pick it up naturally?
I've never been a designer or anything like that, but I've always known that Betterman for me has to portray the likes of a gentleman. Like, it has to be a luxurious brand, like, from the start. So I think you have to have taste, like, you know.
And yeah, that would be a good start.
And then just make sure that whatever you're putting out there isn't, like, subpar, and it's easy to do that. It's easy to, like, go onto stock photos and find the first stock photo that you, like, when you type in a keyword, instead of digging through the archives and finding that one perfect one that, like, really captures the essence of your post and really captures the image that you want to portray to your audience. So for me, it's always been, it's been iterative, but always trying to say, I want this to be luxurious and I want it to have like a very fancy, like rich feel to it.
I mean, Andrew, how do you not just add every plugin that's possible, or like every widget that you can put in on WordPress?
Yeah, no, I've thought about that before, but I'm a little bit of a technophobe in a certain extent, so I'm just so worried about crashing it or doing something wrong. So generally I always like to, like, because I mean, Eric started with Betterman first, and then he helped me a lot with my blog, and I just say to him, is this alright, should I be using this, what should I use, what not. So I try to keep it as minimal as possible, and also because I just like minimal design, but I just want it to be able to flow, and I don't want it to crash, and I don't want there to be any issues with, you know, loading or anything like that.
I think what makes it easier for the two of us is that we want content to be front and center. You know, so you don't go and play around with too many like frills and extra images and like pop-ups and too many things. Like, you want your content to be the center of attention.
And you want it to be simple, because I feel like with this whole simplicity thing, it makes it a lot classier and gets your point across a lot easier to your readers. You don't want your readers to browse your page and be so overwhelmed with so much different content and pictures and headings, you know, like it's too overwhelming for them. So you want your site to be easily like easy for someone to navigate through, you know, be like, oh, I'm interested in this, like, how do I get there, and stuff like that. So I was actually browsing through your blog today, and what caught my eye is that you have a tab for courses. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so part of what we do is like webinars and so live trainings pretty much. So for example, like, we'll choose a topic like meditation. And then I'll put together a little webinar presentation about it, and that'll go like onto the course, then onto the site as a course. You know, as Ari was saying a bit earlier, it's the email. There's also the podcast. We've now done something called Betterman Radio. So we're like rivaling you guys. Watch us.
You're doing stuff every day, I see as well.
So what we're doing is we're live streaming from 7 to 8 on a Wednesday night. But it's a paid subscription, so the guys are paying, and then they get to interact. Yeah, so you listen from 7 to 8. You like listening, but at the same time you're typing and having a discussion with the people who
that's
are listening.
So cool. That's live stream that there's on Facebook now.
Kind of like that.
Except it's more radio.
It's radio. And then, so what's cool is like, you're having this discussion, this conversation, but guys are asking questions and posting links. So it becomes such a rich conversation, and you can get so much out of it. And then part of that is also an accountability program. So, you know, we're very like goal focused. So like, it's not about self-help, but it's about like taking things to the next level. And what we'll do is we'll say, we partner up two guys for a month, and you say, this is my short-term goals, and we're going to hold each other accountable to reach those goals. So very like practical, like to do what to do. And then Betterman Lifestyle things, we'll be getting brands involved, and they're giving discounts. So for example, this month the Captain's Beard is sponsoring the Betterman Insider Group, and they get discounts on beard oils and things like that.
Wow,
that's amazing.
It's very cool. You've grown,
it's like your own gentleman's club.
You've grown it really
perfect. I like that.
It's very impressive. Talk to me about like the audience. Do you focus in SA, do you focus on Africa, do you focus on the world? Are you looking at sort of, I don't know, specific demographics, or what's been interesting about the kind of people that are engaging with the blog?
So it's definitely South African based. There's quite a few guys from overseas that, but I don't target them, but they do find the blog and the group and everything as time goes on. Mainly the guys are between 25 and 35, so quite a young audience. And they all just like, they seem overly ambitious. And I did a poll a while ago because I thought it would be cool to see like, are these all corporate junkies, or are they all entrepreneurs, or are they a corporate dude with a side hustle or whatever? And it was almost a 25% split between entrepreneurs, guys who are in corporate, guys who have a side hustle, guys who want to be entrepreneurs. So that was interesting to me.
It's aspirational.
Yeah.
It's a very aspirational kind of thing.
So I always say that, like, you know, the first thing that I said when he walked in, I'm like, damn, I knew I should have put something better on. I always come in my gym clothes.
No, but they live the brand. Even when I walked in with these two, I was like, let me just sit in the corner with my little tracksuit top.
Let me make them coffee, right? So, from a fashion perspective, have you always looked like this? Have you always been chiseled? Have you always cared about what you look like? You know?
Chiseled. Like, remember, we were having this discussion a bit earlier. I think it's a big part of the brand.
Yes.
So I like to portray that. And I do like looking after myself, I guess. So that would be my best answer on that, which I don't think is a great answer. But, fashion is an important part these days of being...
Yeah, for sure.
Being like a progressive male, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's not as... It's not as bad to be metrosexual in inverted commas anymore, to care about how you look.
It's never been bad to look after
yourself.
Yeah,
exactly. So, but I mean, it's part of, you know, Better Man. I mean, we've got like you've got suit nights as well, which is you know, we meet up and we have sort of a speaker and we speaker and then we. Everyone wears suits and we all drink cocktails and chat and talk about self-development.
Whiskey.
Okay, well, just me then. I like cocktails.
It's cocktails where you're drinking.
Old-fashioned. Old-fashioned.
Okay, you made it for us.
It's very impressive. I like the different iterations of what it is that you're doing.
Yes.
And how organic has that been in terms of like coming up with something like suit nights? Is there an objective at the beginning of the year that we want to do X, Y, and Z? Because expanding into events and webinars and all of that, it really makes it a very 360 offering.
Mm. It's just part of the journey, you know. Yeah, I think if you're someone who's interested in self-development and you're always looking and always like learning about the latest tech and whatever, you're always looking at how can you serve your audience in a better way. So that to me is a big part of it. And for example, like the radio thing, you know, like I never thought of like doing a Better Man Radio kind of show. And then when we did the one Wednesday chat session, we were just like, this is a bit limited, so let's try a video. We did the video, it didn't work out. I was like, how can we do this audio wise? And then so that's how it sort of just
very cool
moves from one thing to the next.
Yeah, as far as movement goes, Eric Khan, I don't know, he iterates more than anyone else I've ever met. So he'll say he's going to do something, and before you know it, he's already done it, implemented. He's decided whether or not it's going to work, and then he's moved on to the next thing. So he's changing and evolving all the time, and he really brings that to Better Man as well. With if something's not working, he'll change it, or if he wants to try something new, he'll implement it before you can even,
See, I told you you'd become a better man after this, Mary Lou. I mean, how are you going to change your start after this? You should
I've
be having evenings and all sorts of things.
We all wear cocktail dresses and we actually drink cocktails. So I think a lot of people will probably want to know. So since you own a blog and a website, are you making money off it? And how do you make money off like something that you do in your field? Because just to give you an example, like someone like me who do beauty YouTube videos, mine is mainly based on my views. So or maybe if I do like a sponsored video or for a product in that sense. So how do you make money off your blog?
So for a long time, obviously to me that wasn't a priority, and it's always been kind of in the background. So I've experimented with different things, and I think the important thing is you have to really understand your audience, which is what most people get wrong. They start with a product and then they go looking for audience instead of fostering an audience and then asking them, what do you need? How can I serve you better? So I've tried different things. It hasn't really worked. There's Better Man Insider thing, so like the Better Man Radio with the accountability, all that. That's a paid subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So people are signing up for that, and then every month they get debited. And then the second part, you know, now that I've opened myself up to the idea of working with brands, that's coming together really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think a big mistake that many bloggers make is that they just... it's not censored, like... They hoard themselves out, you know.
Yeah, so, I totally agree.
And you lose all power that you really have, because then I can't trust your recommendation because you're just recommending anything to me.
Yes,
anything that someone paid. Yeah. So I think that's a big part of it as well, is saying no to a lot of opportunities that come your way, because you want to serve your audience, and that you know that if I make this recommendation, I can stand behind it and I can know that I've given you my best.
That's amazing. It's like you have different offerings. Like your package is so different to any other bloggers that...
Because there's so many different ways you can interact with
it. Interact with the brand, yeah.
Exactly.
It's been very cool. Yeah, let's get the
I have
last
one
question.
More question.
Yeah.
It's actually a fun question. Since you both look like gentlemen and you dress so well and your Instagram profiles, all this motivational stuff and suits and all this stuff. So do you ever get angry or short-tempered? And when?
Andrew?
And then you blog about it.
You can't be perfect all the time, guys.
I don't know. That question makes me angry. So, I mean, everyone does get angry, but I think it's important to mitigate that and to do. And that's part of self-development, of being a gentleman. You don't want to lose your temper. I think it's a lot more impactful if you walk away, you know, cool as a cucumber from a situation and not actually instigate or not actually get angry or get into a fight. Okay. I think it's more of a statement in a way.
Taxis make me angry.
I agree. Pet peeve.
But apart from that, I'm a pretty calm guy.
You look like it.
And this blog has taught you a lot about yourself as well. It's taught you a lot about both of yourselves. All right. One final power line. Let's kick it off with you, Mary Lou. Big power line. Let's wrap it up with it.
Oh, I don't have anything powerful to say, but I have to say that this is just prime example that this generation is not hopeless. Just look by looking at
you
guys.
That is quite a power line.
Well, speaking about, like, you know, they always say, like, our generation is, like, all narcissists and all that stuff. Like, I mean, you guys are prime examples that we're not. And big ups to you guys.
Thank you.
Nice. The big power line, Eric?
I think the one thing I would just say is... to start small, like no matter what your ambitions, just start small and just take it one step at a time, and like you'll get there. Just keep moving forward.
Nice, dig it. I think it's important to do everything. Just do everything with intention. Do everything with a reason and a motivation and sort of an aspiration and a goal behind it.
Dig it. I have nothing. Nothing to add.
Come on, Ari,
all I have is Viletu's comment on WeChat, which is a question. This will be our final question. Thanks for that, Viletu. Hey guys, great show. I'm not a blogger. I've never really been interested in blogs, mainly because I assumed it to be more of a feminine thing. I love the Better Man blog, though. How do I get into it?
BetterManBlueprint.com. That's the easiest way. Or people can just email me, eric@bettermanblueprint.com, and then I'll direct them to the necessary touch points.
Fantastic. Mm. That there is Mary Lou, Eric Kruger, and Andrew Mack. Today focusing on Better Man, unbelievable blog, doing amazing things, really. From the last time we had Eric on, every time there's like so much growth with this thing. And Andrew, I was looking at the Gentleman's Evolution just now as well. It's so cool. It's very like, look at me, I'm an architecture oak. It's like simplistic. Yeah. This is how it's going to roll out. I dig it.
Thanks, man.
And it's lovemarylou.com as well.
Yes, sir.
Power, that there
Thank
is
you guys.
Thank this you. Week's edition of Blogger Diaries.
Last year, the CEO Sleepout was the biggest fundraising event in South Africa. This year, as a proud digital media partner for the Sympathy Sleepout, Cliff Central is challenging you to rally your colleagues in a company sleepout at your offices in support of the homeless and to raise money for education. It costs only 800 Rand to register. Visit cliffcentral.com for more info.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.